You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, think about this. This is another question that was asked. Nathan Morris asked Eric Gilmore, do you think there is a connection between knowing the heart of God and obedience? Knowing the heart. How do I know the heart of God and obedience? Take a look.
Do you believe that there's a connection between knowing the heart of God and true obedience? Because the Bible says that he who loves me obeys my commandments. Talk to me about intimacy with the Lord, seeing Jesus, knowing him.
Yeah.
Is manifested in obedience.
Yes.
That's so important when you think about it. How many people profess a love for God? Not only they don't even know if they're not obeying or not, obeying God or not, because they don't even get in his word. They don't get under someone who's teaching, an anointed teacher or preacher who's teaching the word of God to help us check ourselves, you know, where we're at, right? And so you think about it, it's like, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me. It's not that we get his love because we obey him. It's because we obey him. It's because we love him, we obey him. Our love, it's out of our love that we don't want to hurt him. We want to do what he says. We understand what he's done for us. I mean, you're going to be really disappointed in heaven if you're not hungry for God's presence, because God's presence is totally filling heaven, right? His glory covers the earth. It's all about him. Your destiny is about being in his presence. And if you're not, say, listen, I want to make you the Lord of my life, Lord. I want you. I don't know what I'm doing, but that's what I want. I want you. I want your presence, right? Well, and this is a good question, because much of the church today seems to be like not even talking about obedience. It's like, don't bring up obedience, because if you bring obedience up, then you'll lose your church, right? You'll lose people that are following your ministry. It's like, read the word. Jesus taught specifically about that. So this is Eric Gilmore answering the question, do you think there's a connection between knowing the heart of God, the heart of the creator of the universe, and obedience? Check it out.
Yeah, I believe it's summed up in the two shall become one. It's the loss of your own desires because of his dazzling beauty has taken first place. And you say, whatever you wish, Lord, from me, I will give it to you.
Wow.
Because he's far above even the activities. Even if he says to you, I want nothing at this time. This is my highest delight, to give you whatever you want. And if it right now is just changing diapers, then I'm glorifying God. You know, so I think this is very important for people to recognize that his desires, his wants, his needs, far above our own. This is a sign of first love, as a matter of fact.
Tommy Tenney wrote in his book, God Chasers, he says, God has an amazing idea that church is about him. Isn't that something? Listen, it is about him. The church is actually the ones called out from the world who became sons and daughters of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We're not called to be in the world. We're called to be separate than the world. We're in the world, yes, but we're not in the world. We're separate and not doing the things of the world. We're actually doing what Jesus says do. Nothing is bringing happiness outside of God. Men have tried everything under the sun. There's so many things today that people can run after. Visually, medically, emotionally, physically. I mean, it's just amazing what can happen today. And everybody's coming up empty. As a matter of fact, fear and anxiety and stress and depression, it is as highest levels as ever been recorded, some reports are, here on the earth right now. In America, the most blessed country on the face of the earth in regards to economic blessing, and you know that Americans are richer than maybe 70% of the entire world's population, 70%. The poorest person, I believe, the poorest person in America, the poorest person in America is richer than approximately 70% of the entire world's population. But guess what? Americans are depressed. They're fearful. They're anxious. Why? Because you only find the peace that I'm talking about, that Eric's talking about, that Nathan's talking about in God through Jesus Christ. Did you know when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life that it's a commitment? It's such a commitment that Jesus died so you could have that relationship. He died for it. How can we like, think about it. It's like, okay, I know you died for it, but I'm a little busy right now, right? I'll get with you, right? It's like, what? And God had his son die so that you could have that relationship, so he could have that relationship with you. I think it's pretty interesting that Jesus said, listen, If you don't pick up your cross, if you don't deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me, you can have no part of me. That's not a hard ask. If in fact you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, if you love him, if you want to know his ways, if you want to know his word. But if you've actually been just hanging around the church, religion's kind of hanging around the cross, but Christianity, faith in God is getting on the cross. It's like, God, I'm yours. I'm here for you, right? And so you think about it and say, you know what, Lord? I'm ready to make a decision for you. I want this peace that Greg's talking about. I want this peace that Eric's talking about. I want this peace that Nathan's talking about. God loves you individually, by yourself. He loves you. He created you. You were fearfully and wonderfully knit together in your mother's womb. He knew you before the foundations of the earth. You would not have life if he would not have gave it to you. It's up for you to go recognize he is the creator and the giver of all life. And he's waiting for a response from you. As all of heaven looks down and says, all the angels rejoice at one who turns up and says, I'm yours, I'm back, I'm here. That's right. The anxiety, the stress, the pressure. Are you causing people pain in their life because you're trying to get them to act a certain way, to do a certain thing, to cause you to feel better? They're getting aggravated, you're getting aggravated. It's like, even people can't make me happy. All the money in the world can't make me happy. I finally got this stuff and this thing. I finally got the house I wanted. I finally got the job I wanted. I finally got this, and my relationship's falling apart, and my life's falling apart, and people don't know it. I look like I'm all together, but on the inside, I'm just crumbling. I'm crumbling on the inside. Well, if that's you, now's a point in time where you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You say, I don't know what this has been, God. I don't need to know what it is. I know right now I want to make you the Lord of my life. I want to make you the Lord of my life. That's what Eric did. That's what Nathan did. That's what I did. And that's what you need to do. You got to make a decision, which means you're getting on the cross. You're saying, I'm all yours. I'm all in. 100%. I am in. He was in 100%. We're in 100%. Guess what? His presence will come into your life and you'll begin to see and it'll make sense, the word of God, and it'll be cracked open because of the presence of God, and God will speak to you through his word in an amazing way. If that's you, I want you to pray with me right now. I want you to pray with me right now. Say, dear Jesus, that's right, dear Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I've sinned, I've been worried, I've been anxious, I've been fearful, I'm just in dirt. That's right, tell him, I'm in this mess. I have sinned, but Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Forgive me, Jesus. Wash me, Jesus. Make me new, Lord. I ask this in the name of Jesus. If that's you, you just made a wonderful choice, the same choice I made, same one Eric made, same one that Nathan made. Welcome to the family of God. If you're saved by faith, not through works, it's literally God saved you. Now you have to say, I want to begin to walk with him. I want you to find out a little bit about my testimony and some ways that you can walk with him at meetmyfather.org. But also, I want you to begin to abide with him. Jesus says, apart from abiding in me, it's not going to work out. But if you abide in me and my word abides in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. A lot of people want to do that, but they don't have a plan. But we have a simple plan for you at iabide.org. Request your free plan today. It'll be sent to you immediately in your email. God bless you and welcome to the family.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.